Some incredible stories of tsunami survival have been emerging. Here's one we received by email from Paul Landgraver, a scuba diving instructor. He and his girlfriend were living in the Khao Lak region of Thailand.
Sitting around the day after Christmas, Karen and I are just staring at the TV. The power flickers and we moan. We'll have to get up and do something. Then we hear some yelling outside. I look out the front door, still puffed up with pride about our brand new house, just 400 feet from the beach. People are running up our street screaming. Then a small line of brown water comes rolling towards us. That's weird. We go upstairs so we don't get wet. I go to the window and try and take some pictures. The water's getting higher and higher, and then it destroys our neighbor's cement bungalow. Then our front door caves in. Then the water's coming up our stairs. This is the last point my brain worked for a long time. We try and throw a mattress out the window to float on, but the water is rising too fast. By the time we're on our second-story roof, the water is coming out the windows. We jump. We're separated. I scream Karn's name until I'm hit by something and pulled under. I pull myself up through trash and wood to the surface, and off I go. Ahead, a Thai guy is struggling to get free of it. As I float by at 30 miles an hour, I realize he's impaled on a piece of wood. With Karen gone, all I can do now is survive. I swim. From on high, I can see the water hit buildings, and then watch the buildings collapse. Massive diesel trucks roll end over end. A car launches through the second-story wall of a former luggage shop. A person is standing high up in a tree in a lurid orange thong. I pass a guy, cut on his cheek, holding on to a big piece of foam. We make eye contact and shrug apathetically at each other. When I look back, he's gone. I'm pulled under, and my pants catch on something. I decide that this is not the time to die, and I rip my pants off. I surface into a hunk of wood and cut my forehead. I'm hit by a refrigerator and pushed towards a building that's collapsing. I swim and swim, and I'm still pushed right towards a huge clump of jagged sticks and metal. I'm pushed under, cut my feet, and start to kick. I pop up on the other side, spin around, and I'm pulled under again. This goes on for weeks. I grab the edge of a mattress and float. Tumbling over the edge, sucked under again, and I swirl into a coconut grove. The water seems to have stopped. I'm not swimming or climbing, but something in between. I make my way to the land. I climb up onto a dike and look around. I scream out for Karen. A small boy in a tree whimpers, and I pull him down. We go inland. I finish my medic training exactly 1 month before, so I go to work. Pulling people out of mud, from under houses. I pulled people out of the water, only to have them choke and die. It was beyond any nightmare I ever had. An older Thai woman comes up to me with a pair of shorts and averted eyes. She is ashamed that I'm totally naked. I smirk and slip them on. I stumble back down to the town. I find only bodies. One has a tattoo like Karen's, under some rubble. I pull her out, and it's a Thai woman, still gripping her scooter, mouth agape. When I find out Karen is alive, it all falls apart. She had gotten hold of a coconut tree, wrapped herself around it, and never let go. She has a few bruises and a black eye. I'm ecstatic to see her like that. First time I've ever been happy to see a woman with a black eye. The next day, I go back to where my house was and survey the damage. The bottom floor of our house is gone. The upper floor is missing a couple of walls. The only thing left is a plastic Jesus doll I bought as a joke. I'm left with nothing in the world except my own plastic Jesus.
Paul Landgraver, reading from his email. He's now recovering from the tsunami with his friends in Berkeley, California. He and his girlfriend, Karen Sandelius, are not certain whether they'll return to Thailand. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.